Ah, me. Life is a mystery. Oh my God, that's Madonna. I'm home. Rachel's not home yet, so I'm locked out, but I'm just enjoying the sudden kind of fresh energy of autumn. It's quite windy, cool. There's that lovely kind of melancholy already I love about encroaching autumn. And it's poignant, really, that nature is giving me that impression, because tomorrow is my last day at a job that served me well for the last 2.5 years. Those of you who know me or have been listening to these little kind of becoming quite wet, sentimental little audio boos, I'm spreading my wings and going back into freelancing, contracting, Londonism, media, shizzle, midizzle. And today was my second to last day, and the two lead developers, John and Mike, are off to deconstruct in Brighton tomorrow, which is a web conference kind of thingy. So they won't be in, and I'm glad, because I would probably blub. I'm very emotional and I love people, and it's really always a tough decision. The things I'm going for, or the things I can envisage, have to be so important for me to leave a group of people that I love on a daily basis. I don't love them on a daily basis, you get what I mean. So, but I'm actually filling up. I wanted to say thank you to them all. And today I got one of the most, probably the most incredible gift that I've ever received from my friend Mike. And last year, me and Mike both did the NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month competition, which happens every year across the world. Thousands of people enter. The aim being to write, complete a 50,000 word book in 30 days. We both did it last year. And today Mike delivered me, came up to say kind of goodbye, and gave me I think he did it through lulu.com, but a bound edition of the book I wrote, with incredible graphics on the front and an incredible moving dedication on the inside. And acts like that, gifts like that, sentiments like that, thoughtfulness like that, pretty much strip everything else away, the only reason we're here. So, Mike, it meant the world to me. I was pretty low-key today, because if I start talking to people about what they mean to me and stuff like that, and I just have to leave. I mean, people know, right? We know. We all know. And as I said before, the whole 2.5 years Jellyfish were designed for me to meet one of the greatest friends I have. So enough faffing and poncing about. Of course, I fully intend to stay in touch with Mike. And like I said, it's the beginning of our friendship, not the end. All the shit that went with it, all the politics, all the crap at work and everything else will be stripped away, and our friendship will be a thing that happens outside of any work. So, but what I've learned from that today is, if you're going to give someone something, or you know, you care for somebody, that's a lesson, that level of thoughtfulness, it was perfect. So it also inspired me, hefting it in my hand and looking at the weight of it, that if I get off my arse and edit it properly, structure it, block it out, hone it down, I could actually get the bastard thing published for money, which is what I was gibbering on about. So I intend to do that too. So tomorrow, last day at Jellyfish. Awesome name for a company, always thought that. A weekend of mental decanting. And then Monday, Albert Embankment, Comic Relief. Heidi starts school on Wednesday. Me and Rachel's wedding anniversary on Tuesday. Rachel's birthday, also Tuesday. Life is monumental.